Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we're diving into a fascinating new workflow that's taking the content creation world by storm. Absolutely, I'm super excited about this one. We're talking about the Fast Gemini Google AI Thumbnail Secret. I've heard snippets, but I can't wait to learn more. Yeah, it really blew my mind when I first heard about it. You know how making thumbnails can feel like the grind of the job? You spend hours filming, editing, and then suddenly you're staring at a blank canvas at 2 a.m. just hoping to come up with something click-worthy. Right? It's the worst. But I'm intrigued about how this new Gemini Google workflow can cut that time down to just about 45 seconds. Exactly. Most hacks we come across are just fluff, but this one's different. It leverages Gemini's understanding of multimodal data, which is a game changer. So what exactly is this? Gemini, Google, thumbnail secret? How is it different from just asking a regular AI to make a picture? Great question. The difference lies in how. Gemini handles data. It's integrated into Google's system, which means it can interpret search intent better than other tools. It's not just generating pretty pictures, it's creating assets that are designed to attract clicks. Oh wow, that's actually really interesting. So it's not just about looking good, but also about being strategically crafted to increase engagement? Right. In fact, data from 2025 shows the top organic search result has an average click-through rate, or CTR, of about 40%. If your thumbnail doesn't stand out, you're basically invisible. Yikes, that's a lot of pressure. What else should creators be aware of regarding the visual shift in search results? Well, commercial websites using optimized visuals are seeing a 153% increase in organic traffic. That's free traffic just waiting to be grabbed. If you're still relying on generic stock photos, you're in serious trouble. Whoa, that's a staggering number. So what are some common mistakes people make when using Gemini for thumbnails? A big one is treating it like a toy. When people just type "make a cool thumbnail," they're not giving the AI enough context. It's like walking into an auto parts store and asking for a spark plug. You need to be specific. Totally. And I can relate to that. I remember when I tried to get a graphic designed and I just said, make it nice. The result was, well, let's just say it wasn't what I envisioned. And there's also this issue with what I call the AI glaze problem when thumbnails look too shiny and fake. Audiences can spot that. And if they do, it can hurt your trust score. Ah, I see what you mean. So maintaining brand consistency is important too, right? Absolutely. Your channel should have a cohesive look. I always keep a style guide handy for my prompts. It helps keep everything aligned, and it only takes a few seconds to set up. Smart. For those of us looking to take it up a notch, what are some advanced techniques we should consider? Alex, one powerful technique is stacking prompts. Instead of asking for one thumbnail, you can request three variations focusing on different emotions: fear, excitement, and curiosity. Gemini excels at handling that. Jordan, so you're basically getting multiple options in one go? That's a huge time saver. Exactly. Plus, if you tell Gemini the intent behind what you want, it often produces even better results. For example, you could say, create a thumbnail for brand that prominently features the logo. That's brilliant. And what about the competition? How does Gemini stack up against tools like Midjourney or DALL-E? Good point. While those are great for art, they often miss the mark for context when it comes to thumbnails. Gemini is specifically built to understand the Google ecosystem, which gives it an edge for search-optimized visuals. That makes total sense. And with the rise of AI, overviews now appearing in 31% of search results, it sounds like mastering this tool is crucial for creators. Definitely. It's all about future-proofing your content. If you can start using Gemini now, you're setting yourself up for success in an increasingly competitive landscape. So what's the bottom line for our listeners? Practice makes perfect. Experiment with the prompts, adjust them as needed, and see what works best for you. Don't be afraid to make mistakes along the way. It's part of the learning process. Great advice, Alex. And for anyone listening, I challenge you to pick one video that needs a thumbnail and run it through this Gemini workflow. Track the CTR difference over the week. Exactly. Your data will speak for itself. Once you see those numbers climb, I guarantee you'll never want to go back to the old way. Thanks for sharing all this insight today. Alec, no problem. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.